Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want to continue with this group, Mosaic, and some of their influences. This is the Rocky Road to Dublin. We'll be right back.
underneath my window with your bugle and your drum. And I'm up there waiting for the miracle, for the miracle to come. You wouldn't like it, babe. No, you wouldn't like it here. There's not much entertainment, and the critics are severe. The maestro says it's Mozart, but it sounds like when you've got to play it dumb.
sweet little town, Malbay. It's there I love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare to my heart tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. In the town of Scariff, the sun was shining in the sky when Willie Clancy played his pipes and the tears welled in my eyes. Many years have passed and gone since the times we had there, but my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet little town of Bay. It's there I love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare to my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. At August in Kilrush, when the rain was lashing down, and our hotel was that hay barn on the outskirts of town, we were all sick and feverish, and Dolan had the flu, but Johnny produced some whiskey and the sun came smiling through. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet little town Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. Nothing can compare with my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Those nights in Six Mile Bridge, when the songs and music flowed, and when it came to closing time, sure the lights were turned down low. And the sergeant from Kilkishan, he would buy us all one more, and we never left that pub before the clock was striking four. Simon, Liscannor and Kilkee, but best of all was Milltown, when the music flowed so free. Willie Clancy in the County Clare, I'm never in your debt, for the sights and sounds of yesterday are shining memories yet. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet little town Malbay. It's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare to my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. In the days of Sweeney and the sweet County Clare. Thank you.
a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes you all part of the Patriots' game. My name is O'Hanlon. I've just gone 16. Shot in his chair. The wounds from his battle are bleeding and bare. His fine body twisted, all battered and lame. And they soon made me part of the Patriots' game. And now my body all holds. I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I'm sorry my rival has not done the same to the traitors who sold out the Patriots.
We have already gone.
Dirk Powell from his album Time Again. We're a little late on the break there. Got kind of carried away with The Amazing Grace and all those things, so we have to take the break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. We still got a half hour left to go. You hang on, because it's all good. It's all good. Yes, indeed.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital in Colfax, providing a surgery center with in-house orthopedic coverage. Their specially trained team offers patient care before, during, and after surgery. Information on specialized orthopedic care and services can be found at whitmanhospital.com.
Today and tomorrow will be partly to mostly cloudy with highs near 100. There is a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms tonight when the lows will be in the 60s to lower 70s. The coming week should see mostly sunny weather with some gradual cooling, just a few degrees to the upper 80s to upper 90s.
Thank you. strings on a box that rings in tune for the rest of your life.
Say hello to your new best friend. Say goodbye to your wife. I'm in a 12-chord program. It'll last my whole life long. I'm an autoharpaholic, and this is my sad song.
It's Charlie Zimmerman, Oscar Schmidt, Sears and Roebuck too.
Sarah Carter, Kilby Snow, Pop Snowman, and now you. I'm in a 12-chord program. It'll last my whole life long. I'm an autoharpaholic, and this is my sad song.
Hi, I'm Tom. I'm an autoharpaholic.
Hi, Tom.
I'll take you in my arms tonight. Hold you to my heart.
When our bodies are in tune, I know we'll never part.
I'm John. I'm an autoharpaholic.
Hi, John.
One day soon I'll shed this world and put on angel's wings.
And there in heaven's wondrous choir, I'll play that box with strings. I'm in a 12-chord program. It'll last my whole life long. I'm an autoharpaholic, and this is my sad song. I'm an autoharpaholic, and this is my sad song.
Just watch this. This is one you mustn't miss. Annie's going to sing her song called Take Me Back Again. A drink for me, a drink for you. You're gonna need a drink or two. Annie's gonna sing that song. Oh, take me back again. You never heard it sung before. I hear it twice a month or more. Complete with tears and sheepish grins. It only lacks the violin. The tune goes flat from time to time. The lyric sometimes it fails to rhyme. But Annie's going to sing her song called Take Me Back Again. Sometimes it lasts the whole night long. Depends on how long she's been gone. I sit and look as hard as nails. She knows the damn thing never fails. Take the bottle, fill your cup. Don't miss the part where I fold up. Annie's going to sing her song. Call, take me back again.
Thank you. generous for Bob Gibson. Tell old Bill when he comes home this morning. Tell old Bill when he comes home this evening. Tell old Bill when he comes home to leave them downtown girls alone this morning, this evening so soon. Old Sal was baking bread this morning. Sal was baking bread this evening. Old Sal was baking bread when she found out that her Bill was dead this morning, this evening so soon. She said, oh no, it can't be so this morning. Oh no, it can't be so this evening. She said, oh no, it can't be so. My Bill left home about an hour ago this morning, this evening so soon. Brought Bill home in a hurry-up wagon this morning. They brought Bill home in a hurry-up wagon this evening. Well, you know they brought Bill home in a hurry-up wagon. His arms, his legs, his feet were dragging this morning, this evening so. Tell old Bill when he comes home this morning. Tell old Bill when he comes home this evening. Yes, tell old Bill when he comes home to leave them downtown girls alone this morning, this evening so soon.
A cardboard scrap on the frontage road where I had stopped for gas. In a Texas town off the interstate beneath the railroad overpass, I could see his boot footprints in the sand, and right there where he'd stood, a cardboard sign said, "Hungry, we'll cowboy for food.
We'll cowboy for food. These are hard times out on the range. We'll cowboy for food.
Lord, I hope a sign like that will always strike me as strange. He did not want a handout. He could work and he would. He held up a sign that read, cowboy for food. Was there a note of resignation in the words of that sign? Was it an act of desperation at the end of the line? Was he out there on his own, or was his family just out of view? When he stood there with sign that said, "Hungry, we'll cowboy for food.
We'll cowboy for food. These are hard times out on the range. We'll cowboy for food.
Lord, I hope a sign like that will always strike me as strange. He did not want a handout. He could work and he would. Held up a sign that read, "Humble, we'll cowboy for food." Some rancher picked him up, and I hope he ate that day. For a thought of him at my next meal, when I bowed my head to pray. In my mind's eye I saw the sign, and you know my heart was moved to pray for the soul who wrote those words, "Hungry, we'll cowboy for food.
We'll cowboy for food. These are hard times out on the range. We'll cowboy for food.
Lord, I hope a sign like that will always strike me as strange. He did not want a handout. He could work and he would. He held up a sign that said, "Humble. It's hard enough in the good times to make a decent living, and on another day it might be me or you."
Standing where he stood,
holding up a sign that says, "Humble, we'll cowboy for food." The cardboard sign said, "Hungry, we'll cowboy for food."
Oh, Cary Grombacher, one of the best in the Western genre. I think he really writes some great songs, and that's one, "We'll Cowboy for Food." And we're about ready to wind up the show. Yes, indeed, we have to wind up the show. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Playlists available at nwpr.org. Kevin Rinker, Janelle, and Chris Stortle working on this, putting me through the paces. Yes, indeed. And I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. See you later now. Bye.
We're glad to have you with us this afternoon here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's a minute before 2 o'clock. Fiona Ritchie will be along in just a moment with the Thistle and Shamrock. Later today at 5 o'clock, be sure to be with us for a great repeat show of A Prairie Home Companion recorded at the Los Angeles Greek Theater in June 2009, featuring Sheryl Crow, K.D. Lang, and Martin Sheen, plus, of course, the news from Lake Wobegon. That's A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor at 5 o'clock.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the Monastery of St. Gertrude's Raspberry Festival, Sunday, August 3rd, with family activities, 5 and 10K fun runs, raspberry shortcake, and more. The monastery is located on Cooterville Road near Cottonwood. Details and fun run registration at myraspberryfestival.org.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7.